Hello, sports fans. It's time for the Idaho Sports Report Daily Podcast with news, updates, interviews, and clever commentary. Here he is, Jeff Duncan.
Good morning and welcome in to the August 31st Idaho Sports Report. I'm Jeff Duncan. Happy Friday, everybody. We made it to the end of the week, finally. Football kicks things off today. We had several Thursday night games, and most of those games were in the Treasure Valley. It was Boise 28, Valley View 14, so Boise off to a 2-0 start this year. Eagle 38, Capital 28. Mountain View took care of Meridian 33-24. Mountain View was ahead 26-0 at halftime, and then Meridian came back, outscored Mountain View 24-7 in the second half. But it wasn't quite enough, as the Mavericks ended up winning that one 33-24, and Rocky Mountain 27, Timberline 14. One football score from up north. Post Falls had their league opener last night and they dropped it to Graham Kapausen High School 27-17. A couple of boys soccer scores from up north. Sandpoint beat Coeur d'Alene last night 3-1. It was Lake City 4, Lakeland 1. Girls soccer up north, Sandpoint 2, Coeur d'Alene 1. Timberlake took Orofino behind the woodshed 13-0. My goodness. Bonner's Ferry shut out CDA Charter 1-0. Hitting east along I-84 and I-86, let's look at Eastern Idaho scores. In a boys soccer game last night, Highland and Century played to a 1-1 draw at Bannock Fields. Both teams open district play Tuesday as Highland plays Idaho Falls and Century hosts Preston. Each game starts at 4:30 p.m. Continuing the boys soccer roundup from Eastern Idaho, it was Idaho Falls and Madison playing to a 1-1 tie. South Fremont took care of Marsh Valley 3-0. Rigby over Shelley 2-1. And North Fremont beat the Rigby JV team last night 3-2. And it's a football Friday tonight here at IdahoSports.com. We have Bonneville at Idaho Falls, Nampa Christian versus Homedale, Ontario at Fruitland. All those games can be seen right here at IdahoSports.com. And don't forget, the Friday Night Flash overtime wrap-up show is tonight, 10:35 p.m. is the kickoff time for the show. Paul Kingsbury and I doing the show live from the Pocatello Red Lion tonight. How fun is that going to be? Can't wait for the show tonight. Going to be a ton of fun live from the Pocatello Red Lion. Not only did we have Thursday football last night, we have Friday football tonight. And Saturday we have football. It's the Rocky Mountain Rumble from Holt Arena and Pocatello. Squim, Washington faces Shelley. Lehigh, Utah taking on Pocatello. And Highland will host Orem, Utah. That's going to be a great day of football, a triple header of football action tomorrow, only right here on IdahoSports.com. That'll do it for the podcast for a Friday. Have a great Friday. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk with you Monday.
That does it for today's Idaho Sports Report. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Come back Monday for another Idaho Sports Report podcast with Jeff Duncan right here on IdahoSports.com.